This is Vatican Radio.
Mi è raggiunta la triste notizia dell'attentato sanguinario che ieri ha colpito la cara Turchia.
Pope Francis on Sunday offered prayers for the victims of a bombing in southern Turkey. At least 51 people were killed and 69 wounded, many of them seriously, in a suspected suicide bombing at a wedding party Saturday in the city of Gaziantep. Speaking after the Angelus prayer, Pope Francis prayed for the gift of peace for all. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that the so-called Islamic State was the likely perpetrator of the bomb attack, which may have been carried out by a suicide bomber as young as 12 years old. Nathan Morley tells us more.
The Turkish battle with terrorism continues after the so-called Islamic State carried out a brutal attack on a wedding celebration. A suicide bomber targeted guests at a Kurdish wedding as they danced in the streets of the southern city of Gaziantep. The city, which has a population of just over 1.5 million, is in the Anatolia region of Turkey and just over 60 miles north of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Turkey has been hit by a series of bombs by both IS and Kurdish militants over the last year. The last IS attack was on Istanbul Airport in June and killed more than 40 people. As recently as last Thursday, 12 people were killed in a series of bombings which were aimed at Turkish security forces, which were blamed on the Kurdistan Workers' Party. President Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to stamp out terrorism in the country. Much of Turkey now remains on high alert, especially in metropolitan areas. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.